Hello, everybody. We start off chapter one today, how to be healthier, smarter, and happier. And the author starts off with a quote from the Rambam: one should not neglect physical exercise of the body, as do people of learning who diligently study the entire day and night. And the author starts off stating, being physically active provides dramatic benefits to people of all ages and backgrounds. And again, reiterates that the increased physical activity improves health for those with chronic conditions and prevents many common serious medical conditions. Again, this is the author's idea. Many times he says that this is exercise that he is prescribing and talking about is very preventative in nature to things that can occur to us over our lifetime. So these benefits are literally life extending. And he quotes study, I'm not going to quote every study, tell you the source, but it is listed in the book. He says, on the other hand, is that people who are obese and inactive lose about 7 years of life compared to normal weight people who are active. And he also reiterates that it's not just life extending, but also life enhancing, quality as far as quantity. And he says that very few people engage in healthy behaviors that prevent chronic disease. He says today, half of all American adults have one or more preventable chronic diseases, many of which are related to poor quality eating patterns and physical activities. It goes on to say that 50% of Americans are not physically active at all in their free time, and only a small percentage attain even the minimum recommended level of 30 minutes or more of moderately intense exercise daily. Again, he reiterates that this causes many diseases that are preventable from based on studies, from cancer, heart disease, stroke, dementia, which could be decreased 30 to 50 to 80% in some cases. And the next subject is, why don't we do what we know is good for us? So he says, if everyone understands this makes sense, why don't we do it? And he said that it's clearly a no-brainer, but it also took a while for people to realize that, you know, smoking kills, and for them to change their habits. And the answer might be simply be indifference and apathy. The habits and social influences are more powerful than we think. He quotes the Ramchal in the game Masoros Hashem, and he says that, I'm not coming to teach people what they do not know, but to remind them what they already know. So it's the same idea. People happen to be lazy. They come into a set of habits, and it's hard to change, even if they know psychologically that what they're doing is not good for their body. And he says also doctors often time are there to prescribe fixes for what has occurred, but not often enough are they describe preventive measures, as we're talking about in this book. He says doctors should promote more active lifestyle. And then he says at the same time, many of us who are otherwise, you know, very heedful of all mitzvahs, so I'm going a little late on this, I'll wrap up soon, of all mitzvahs, you're punctuous in every mitzvah, they don't see what the Mishnah Berurah says. The Mishnah Berurah says that it's a mitzvah for a person to conduct himself appropriately and properly care for his health in order that he be healthy and strong to serve his Creator. Okay, with that one, have a wonderful day.